Here's a thought I'll title, To Tripod or Not? I have to confess I find this a very strange question. Precisely because during the first 30 years of my photographic life, I used view cameras, which always required a tripod. You can't handhold a view camera, at least not that I've ever seen done. So tripods were used on every single shot. The freedom that was afforded with the advent of in-body image stabilization and optical image stabilization in the lens was, to me, one of the greatest advances in photography ever. Then you add on top of that fast ISOs, keeping in mind that in the film days, if you tried to push an ISO past about 400, it was really bad, very, very grainy and not usable at all. Although I experimented with rod and all and those kinds of things like other people did, I just never found the aesthetic interesting. Now I can routinely expose at ISO 3200, 6400, even 12800 with the new Adobe Denoise, and I have no problems whatsoever doing that. And tripods have become less and less important. That said, I still carry one. I still occasionally use it for the advantages of slowing down my process. When I have to use a tripod, everything goes slower. It's a more contemplative approach to photography. Sometimes I like that. I don't have to use a tripod to invoke that, but it seems to be a more practical solution when I have consciously decided that I want to slow my process down. A tripod does that, whether I want it to or not. Curiously enough, however, I find that using a tripod gives me sharper images compared to handheld images, even when I'm shooting at 1/2500th of a second, which is sort of my standard setting now for handheld shots, 2/2500th of a second. And that gives me very, very sharp pictures. But if I want the ultimate in sharpness, I'll use a tripod. I don't like it. It's not particularly fun. But I just can't deny the fact that a goodly number of my images are better having used a tripod than they would have been had I only photographed them handheld. So more and more, I find the first decision I make with almost every image now is, should I use a tripod or not? So the pendulum has swung. In the earliest years, I always used a tripod because the equipment commanded it. In the middle years, the more recent years, I've done a lot of handheld photography at very fast shutter speeds with floating high ISOs. I'm sort of swinging things back a little bit, not too much, but I'm finding that I'm using the tripod more again than I did a year or two ago, particularly if I need anything slower than a 2/2500th of a second. The old rule of thumb that we all learned back in the early days of photography was 1/1 the focal length of the lens. So if you're shooting at 200 millimeters, you want to use at least a 200th of a second shutter speed. I never found that an accurate rule of thumb. I always wanted to go a couple of shutter speeds faster. But that was also back in the day when the lenses weren't as sharp as today's computer-aided design lenses and today's incredible high-megapixel cameras. I think that old canard of 1/1 the focal length as the slowest shutter speed you should use is just no longer accurate. To me, now, the way I make that decision is, how is sharpness relative to the importance of the image? If it's an incredibly important factor because the image without being tack sharp is not going to look as good as it should, then I'll use a tripod. If I can push my shutter speed up to an 8,000th of a second, which my camera does, and I can do that without having to use a tripod, occasionally I can get away with that. But the incredible resolution and detail rendering power of today's cameras and lenses kind of put us in a pickle, because even handheld fast shutter speeds are probably not going to take advantage of all the theoretical detail and resolution that today's cameras can provide. So maybe tripods are going to make their way back into my regular routine. I'm not sure. I hope not. but I do find myself using them more and more, particularly in the last 12 months or so.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.